Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Izzo. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Lay up. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptation on 93 Sweet FM is. And I'm your host with the most, of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Izzo.
nothing like them strings. Boy, they was just blended so perfectly. Big shout out to Woody Cunningham. May he rest in peace. The originator of the super profound R&B group Clear. Spelled with three E's, y'all. Tonight, you're tuned in to 93.2 FM. It's been a long time. We back up in the building. Back up live on the premises with my co-host, Mr. Rick Marino. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Tweed. How are you?
Man, hanging like snot. Hanging like snot. It's raining.
Yeah, man.
Just trying to survive the elements, you know what I mean? Stay away from
cold. I hear you. I hear you, man. It's been cold for Cali these last couple of weeks, man. I'm telling you. What a way to bring in the new year.
You don't know what cold is until you come to the bay. It's the grass is frozen in the morning when you wake up. It's cold.
Oh, man.
You couldn't even take out the trash. It's so cold. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But, hey, got to complain about something. Then when summer comes, it's going to be 110 degrees every day. We're going to be complaining, damn, it's too hot. It's too hot. So either way it go, man.
We got to survive.
But we are back for 2024. It's our first debut show of 2024. We've put it together, real little fly playlist as always. You know how we do. It don't stop until the casket drop. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Stacey Adams Incorporated, MagnificentWax.com, GLUShow.com, Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. Also, FunDiggity.com, the best funnel cakes in the world, located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton. 90222, open Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m. Call in your orders at 310-404-6849 or use Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub if you're lazy and don't want to come to the location. We got your front, your back, and your side. BTP Media, Mr. Jeff Kwan, a publicist. Also, Jack's Family Kitchen, located on Western Avenue in between Martin Luther King Boulevard and 39th Street. Open for breakfast only, the best breakfast soul cooking that you're going to get in the city. Been established for 65 years plus. So with that being said, tonight, we got a cool little playlist. You know, it's legal to cruise now in California, so lowriders don't have to duck and dodge. Come out faithfully. You're all good. They're not just going to pull you over. Everything is everything. So we outside, y'all. We are outside. So what you want to do, Rick? You want to start it off?
Yes, sir. You know, first show of the year. I know everybody has been thinking about their New Year's resolutions, and I picked a few songs that kind of keeping that theme of, you know, stepping into the new year with a new you and a new prerogative. So one of the songs I'd like to play is Ain't No Half-Stepping by Heatwave. You know, whatever you choose to do with this new year, you got to put your all into it. So Ain't No Half-Stepping this year.
That is true. For this year and for all years to come, because you only know what's
right
out of it. Put into it, and if you don't work, it ain't gonna work for you. That being said, Heatwave.
Do. Don't think that you can
Tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix. I'm your host, Tweet Cadillac, celebrate with my special guest, Mr. Rick Marino. Flanked to my right is my co-host, Mr. G. Lou. And we are live on the premises. So good evening, everyone out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is our debut show for the year 2024. We hope to give you some exciting new broadcasting tricks up our sleeves. We also want to say be on the lookout for the new Unsung. They just announced the lineup for this season's Unsung, so that's going to be very interesting as well. That's on TV1. And be on the lookout for our upcoming season on 93.2 FM. Man, we got some things in the works. Hopefully, man, you will enjoy it. So, Mr. Rick, you started off by telling us there ain't no half-stepping for the year 2024. So where are we going now, man?
Yeah, man. Well, I like that last song you played, man. It reminded me of a saying that I heard. It's like, anytime is party time, and party time is any time, man. And no matter what you're doing, you always got to have fun. You know what I mean? And for some reason, there's always going to be that person that don't like you having fun or enjoying what you're doing or excelling in life. And sometimes you got to tell them, hey, you get off my mountain, man. And
you got to kick them off. You got to kick them off. You got to kick them off your cloud, man. And it's a shame. It is a shame because sometimes, you know, man, you be wanting to take people with you on your ride, but everybody don't know how to act, man. They want to roll and eat up all the potato chips, and drink up all the liquor, and then leave your backyard filled with blue and pink cups and just go home like it ain't shit. People are so disrespectful, man. Y'all get off my mountain, man. 93.2 FM, G. Lou.
Yeah.
Hey, you get off my mountain.
Music, and it's legal to cruise, so we rolling like Nolan, and the car ain't stolen. Especially men in LA, you realize it's more lowriders than Teslas. So man, I can imagine what Crenshaw looked like on New Year's Eve. Saw some footage. It was great.
Yeah,
it looked like so much fun. Yeah.
They lifted that band, so it's back cracking.
It is cracking without a doubt, without a doubt. I know traffic is the other people that don't low ride is going to be a little bit upset.
Right, right. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Crenshaw is so bad with traffic now, man. Back in the day, you could roll and you could damn near turn the lights back in the day.
But you know what, Tweed, I thought about? I'm wondering how that's going to affect, because, you know, now they got the train going through there. It's not all the way complete, but it's pretty much going all the way through Crenshaw. So I don't know. They must have just a certain area now. I don't know.
I know that to get from, like, say you was trying to go, say, Crenshaw, Manchester to Crenshaw and Pico. That shit might take you an hour. Just regular driving, there's so many damn people in cars. It's like, it's ridiculous, man. It is too many damn people. That's my only gripe, man, about SoCal. The traffic sucks, man. It really do, man.
Yeah.
So, Slick Rick, man, what are your views on the lowrider?
I remember cruising Hollywood back in the day, man. Hollywood Boulevard, that was always our go-to spot, just up and down all night long, man, trying to see what you could catch out there. And I'm happy that they lifted it, man. I mean, low riding, truly, if you put aside some of the negative connotations with it, it's truly an art form, man. So I'm glad that they lifted that ban and are allowing people to show their pride in their work. You know, that's really what it's all about. And hopefully that continues on.
And you know what's better, too?
Hollywood, yeah.
No, I thought about it. It's definitely not like it was back in the day, like in the 90s, early 2000s. Like, it's not as crazy out there right now. It's still, you know, but for the most part, ain't as active and all that. So it should be pretty cool, I think, these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so, yeah.
Because, man, there's so many organized car clubs, too, so...
Yeah,
you know, and they do have a voice with the police, and the police know them. They know who's who, so it shouldn't be a problem, you know, to go to the park and barbecue with your car club. Man, it has to be respected, just like the Harleys are respected. You don't ever see nobody trying to shut down the Harleys, and they be doing donuts
right.
And all kind of stuff. So it's only right. It is only right. And Hollywood Boulevard still do crack, Rick. It still is cool, man. Matter of fact, I saw some footage recently on Hollywood Boulevard.
Because that's where everyone can come. Because that's where everyone can come, you know.
Yeah, it was always a Saturday night, man. That was always our go-to spot, man, Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. And nowadays, all the tourists that come to Hollywood daily and they filming people cruising. So now your car could be internationally known and seen. It could blow you up.
He's in a couple of videos. Just people out there shoot. You know, that's another thing. Now we got everybody, you know, filming content, putting it up on YouTube. So, you know, you might be the next star. You never know.
Yep. Exactly. So what's the next star of the show tonight, Rick? It's on you. What direction are we rolling?
All right, let me see now. Well, we talked about Never Stop Loving You, right? That was the last song. But sometimes it's not always like that, man. It's not always like that. And sometimes you're saying, baby, baby, please give me another chance. And just give me another day. So why don't we get into the miracles, man? Give me just another day. Hopefully I'll make it better.
That would be cool. Sometimes it'd be hard for them to admit they're wrong and bow down. And, you know, it's hard for people to apologize. Some people just might not want to give you another day. That's the sad part.
Right.
And that's all you're asking for. It's just one more get down. Wow. 93.3 FM, The Miracle.
It takes time.
want another day. I prefer another year. You know, man, it's, you don't want to invest your time in anything and don't get a reward at the end of the rainbow. It's kind of messed up, man, when folks nowadays, women in general, are quick to just give up on you and walk away, and it's like, wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know what that's about. That's about social media, and everybody's got to think they have better options out there. Sometimes that's not always
right,
the case.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. That's a fact, Rick.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be sitting home looking stupid, like, damn, where did it all go wrong? And because it might not be you. You know, sometimes
right.
it might not be. You got to just keep on searching, man, for the one you love, because they'll find you. And if they do find you, as long as you're ready, you know, you should be okay. Because you can find the one that you want. There's a lot of them that got away. I could speak on personal situations where if I would have been more ready, you know, mentally, spiritually,
yeah.
financially, you know, I had the one in the palm of my hand. And that's... It is what it is. 93.2. prepared and ready, man, for what comes with it, because the lot comes with it. She could be sweet in the beginning and turn out to be a heathen in the end. That's the scary part. That's the scary part, you know, man. They will switch up on you like a tire. Believe me, they'll switch up on you like a tire. So, Rick, where we going, man? We are rolling. We got a full tank of gas, and the car ain't stolen. Which way we going?
Yeah, man. So let's keep that nice tempo going, that nice fast-paced tempo. Get into Danger Zone, Midnight Express. This is a song that I heard first not too long ago, maybe a couple years ago, out at a place in Orange County. You know, out for some reason out in Orange County, like Santa Ana, Anaheim, there's a real funk revival going on out there. A lot of places are really into spinning funk music. And I heard this at one of those places, and I really liked it. So why don't we get into that?
I did not know that. I thought they were still in the skateboards. I didn't know that.
No, man. Well, we're talking about, you know, the hood part of OC.
Oh, you're talking about Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about Irvine.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because there's so many sides to Orange County. You fuck around.
It is. Orange County's big as hell.
It is. And you will go to jail in Orange County. For real. They don't play. They do not play.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing better to do out there, man. So they'll definitely
pin
you up for sure.
Yes, sir. I went to jail in Orange County. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. Danger Zone. Watch out, y'all. We'll be right back.
Tension building up at the convention as the hustlers began to arrive. Must have been 9,000 or more that came through the door. The time was 11:55. There were pickpockets and dope tellers, murderers and thieves, card sharp gamblers with aces up their sleeves, bank robbers, burglars, boosters and pimps, prostitutes, call girls and all kinds of nymphs. Loan sharks, swindlers, counterfeiters and fences, crooked politicians spending campaign expenses. Hijackers, arsonists, bookies, and the mob, and anybody else who ever killed, cheated, or robbed. Ex-Pugline Brown proceeded to pat us down while his fine broad checked our hats. Brit nodded to him slightly, and Brown shook us down lightly, treating us like diplomats. Brown let us slide, so we went inside with our .38 strapped to our chest. Without making a sound, we slowly looked around the scope and all the rest of the guests. Camhotar was big, such was a whole lot to dig. As our eyes quickly scanned the place, the decor was fine. Everybody looked high as I focused on a familiar face. It was Stingy Brim Stim and his crime partner Jim. Two hustlers from a long ways back. They were dressed to the bone and their reputations are well known. Bagmen on kilos of smack. They were rapping with Big Bill Wheeler, international dope dealer, about who was gonna win the night. Bill had bet a grand on a hustler named Van, who supposedly had his shit up tight. But me and Spoon, we just grinned as we continued to pin to see who else was there. We spotted Finger Poppin' Teddy and his call girl Betty, whose perfume had lit up the air. I recall the past and how Teddy's rep had spread fast for being so swift with his hands. From the wallet in your pocket to a ring watch or locket, we specialize in expensive brands. Now Betty, it was said, could kill a great boy in bed and make the chumps admit they would come before they came. Then she would pickpocket the lame while telling him that he wasn't shit. My eyes caught a glimpse of two super fly pimps who had just come through the door. I could tell they were down from out of town just by the clothes that they wore. Like a peacock parade, they strutted around in silk, black, handmade, morning tan alligator shoes, decked out in colorful shirts of pink, yellow, and red, stitching a gold hoop thread and acting like they couldn't lose. Spoon and I were impressed by the way these cats were dressed and how smooth they seemed to be. But there was one thing we knew for sure, and that's that there couldn't be no draw between us masters of streetology. We didn't find out till later from a booster named Ada the monikers that these cats went by. They were known as Spongy Cock from out of Harlem, New York, and his partner Chicago Shy. By now, the champagne was flowing, the big band was blowing, as the musicians gave it all they had. Some cats were dancing, others were romancing, but everybody's head was bad. The joint was packed back to back, and the hustlers were eager to begin. They were ready to play from night to day, because all of them wanted to win. There were private rooms in the rear at the top of the stairs for the studs who wanted to lay, but the main set was below for the cats with the dough, the hustlers who I came there to play. We were now ready to oppose our illustrious foes, so we made it downstairs to the set. It was a quarter after one, and the players had already begun bidding on their opening bet.
Dedicated to Craig Stevens from Los Angeles, man. His brother passed away. Charlie Fish is what we called him. Charlie Fish could recite that whole poem verbatim for years. I mean, since we was like teenagers. So, man, that was dedicated to Charlie and Craig, man. 90.3 FM. We are live with Lou Lavis, Slick Rick Marino. Last week it was so funny. The guy thought you was, I called you Slick Rick, and he thought you was Slick Rick the Ruler. I thought that was so funny. Oh, that was hilarious, man. I can't believe I'm talking to Tweek Alec and Slick Rick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. So, Slick Rick, man, where we going? Because we rolling like Nolan and the car ain't stolen.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, we were like I said earlier, we're coming into a new year, right? And, you know, come that, with that comes some reevaluations of, you know, your life and things that are going on. And, you know, we talk about this music that we love so much and Marvin Gaye, and we know that, you know, he had his struggles, his personal struggles and professional struggles. But I want to get into this tune by him, Time to Get It Together. You know, it's, I think, one of his lesser-known songs, because every time I seem to play it for somebody that I know, they're like, I never heard this song before. And to me, it's really deep. So, but yeah, I want to get into that, Time to Get It Together, by Marvin Gaye.
As we shall. 93.3 FM.
I'm racing again.
Arvin. Time to get together or leave it alone. I guess we got to get together, man. Because time ain't going to wait for nobody. So if you ain't got together, you slipping like a transmission. I'm all over the place. I was trying to find a specific song that kind of I was in the mood for. I can't seem to find it. But to be honest with you, Rick, I never heard that Marvin song myself. I never heard of that one. Yeah, I've never heard of that one. And
yeah,
I thought I knew what Marvin song it was, but no, that slipped right by me.
Yeah, that's off of his, it was a double album. It was like an album that was put out. It was called Hear My Dear. And he released that as part of his divorce settlement, saying that any money that was made from that album was going straight to his ex-wife. So he put that out and said, okay, this is it. And, yeah, it's not an album that not too many people know about, I guess. So, yeah, it was pretty
actually,
cool.
Actually, that album, I just didn't remember that song. But that album, it really didn't have that many interesting songs on it. But, man, it just, to me, to come out for I Want You to Hear My Dear, it was like, wow. Everybody thought that album commercially flopped, but, man, it was personal.
Yeah,
it was personal.
Yeah, it was. Yep, very much
he
so.
He got a good deal, too, because I don't think he'd be able to get away with that these days, just put give you the album for the settlement.
Exactly. Everybody thought this was going to be all fly and rich, and that shit backfired. Yeah.
Wow.
I got a Marvin song that's kind of fly. I don't know if you guys are up on this one, man. Check this one out, man.
Okay.
Little boy.
we going as a people? That's the question, because
yeah,
it looked like
damn.
We lost in the sauce. It looked like we as a people are kind of lost in the sauce, man. You know, we don't have control over our women or our men or buck wilding. Man, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Hey.
We out of control.
That was a bad jam, though, Tweet. Shout out to Marvin, man. Both of those back-to-back. And also that Midnight Express. Oh, my God. Y'all on it tonight. Who?
Yeah, that was tight. That was tight. Oh, man, Rick ain't done. Rick, I'm looking for a song that I wanted to just pop up. Misha told me about this song, and I know it's in my archives. I just can't remember the title, and she didn't give me some of the other little songs. I can't find it. But you got some stuff, and while we still got time, you need to come on with it, because
all right,
I'm looking at one on your playlist that I want to play so damn bad. It's nice. It's not, and I never really heard of this one either, and I thought I knew everything about that group as well.
Do
but,
it.
You a bad boy, Rick. You got Tweed,
Rick.
You got Tweed scratching his head. You got Tweed scratching his head. You a bad boy.
Yeah, and the funny part about it is, I could have swore I knew everything about this group, and apparently we don't know, because when you really do sincerely dig in them crates, you're listening to all the songs off Hear My Dear. You know, I didn't pay no attention, and it's Jewels, because I swear to God, I did not know of this one right here. And when you sent it to me, like, wait a minute. What the hell is this? Man, are you serious? It's been sitting there for, this song got to be at least, shit, maybe 40 years old? Damn near close. Check it out, y'all. The group is called One Way. G. Lou, you know every One Way song that there is, right?
I thought
same
I did.
Same thing I thought. Same thing I thought. Check this one out, y'all. This is crazy, and it's fly. And, like, how did I miss this one? Now I can't find this goddamn song. I just had it. Like, how did I? Where was I?
Well, I
got
to tell you, man, you know, I can't take all the credit, man. Thanks to platforms like, you know, YouTube and Spotify, is, you know, it's makes it a little easier to find this music, man. And I thank God for it, because, you know, I grew up, you know, I was maybe a baby or not even born yet when this music came out. So I didn't have access to none of those records or nothing like that. So, you
well,
know, thank
see,
God
we
for
ain't got no
the
excuse.
Technology.
We ain't got no excuse, because we had access to all of it. And how the hell this one slipped by me? And the funny part about it, the name of the song is called Music. Check this out, y'all. 93.3 FM, Slick Rick, world premiere, not the ruler. The music is story.
Thank you.
Tweet FM ism. It ain't none but some music, man. Mm. And there's some good music too, man. So make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. Tune in each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Hit the follow button. It's absolutely free. You'll be able to get alerts, notifications of upcoming celebrity guests. Don't cheat yourself, man. Support a brother. It's all we got. Support us, man. Let me see. I got one. Rick, man, you had sent another song that was kind of fly too, man. Man, let me just back-to-back you real quick because we always run out of goddamn time. It kills me that we always run out of time. But I like this song. I always have loved this song, man. 90.2 Tweet FM. The incomparable Donald Byrd. nothing but jazz, jazz and more jazz. 93.3 FM is. Check this out.
Thank you all for coming. And, so here's this song. I was supposed to go to Giza and Machu Picchu. So I wrote two songs, one called Clouds of Machu Picchu and the other one, which we're getting ready to play, the other one. And it was, but it was red flagged and I couldn't go, so I wanted to write a song about it, and I did it with some of my favorite singers, a song I produced, arranged, and synthesized. And let's see if you folks know this one.
And that was a learning experience and a humbling experience for those that are in the music industry as well. I want to say that I saw that performance. Matter of fact, that performance is on my Facebook wall if you guys want to check it out. But what made that remarkable to me is those were not the Jones girls singing that. So no matter who you think you are, you can be replaced. You could be, and they right. sounded as if felt those
yeah,
were them.
Yeah, they did sound like it. Yeah.
Identical, but remember, Dexter's the one that wrote and arranged that song and gave it to the Jones girls. So for him to be able to go find some more Jones girls that could pull it off, it was not hard at all. And I want to give a big shout out
too,
to I want to give mine too, man, mine too. It's always been a classic. I want to give a big shout out to David Pitt Connolly, the flute player from Surface, because when old boy went solo and wanted to, you know, thought he was the shit, David Pitt was the originator. He was the oldest Williams of Surface. He went and got another guy that sounds identical. So no matter how big your head get, you can be replaced. That's just a valuable learning moment, man, right then. Because how you say earlier, Rick, ain't no half-stepping. And if you ready, when that phone ring, you know, you can step right up in there and change your damn life. Them girls was blowing, and wow. What can you say? What can you say? Rick, man, I got some good news and bad news. Which one you want first?
We'll go with the bad news, man.
Okay, the bad news. I thought M2May Hips Out was whack. I ain't playing that shit. That shit is whack as fuck to me. I did not like nothing about that song. I thought it was superiorly, is that a word, superiorly whack? I don't know if that's a word, but I thought it was whack. But let me tell you something, though. Let me tell you something. I found this one right here. Big shout out to Tawatha AG, my baby. Check this one out. I got something for you. M2May, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM. Hips Out is whack. Don't get mad, Rick. That shit was whack, man. I didn't like that at all. Check this one out, though.
Hey, man, I trust your judgment.
Check this one out. I wouldn't play that for my grandbaby, and I only got a boy, but I wouldn't play that for him. Check it out, y'all. 93.2 FM. I got a remix of M2May. Check this out, y'all. Shout out to Reverend Ali, San Diego, man. I need to call him in the morning. I haven't talked to him in a while. Hope he's doing well. I need to holler at my peoples, as they say. I need to check in. I have a bad problem with that, man. I don't check in enough with people. And maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Check in on people, because I'd be so concentrating on, man, how do I, you know, man, make my life easier and stress-free till it's like other people might be going through something and I might could be of help. But if I don't check in, I'll never know if they need me. You know what I'm saying? I'd be trying not to, for people to I don't want to be needy. I don't want to be, you know, touching people, and nobody want to hear your problems, but sometimes maybe people just want to talk, man. So it is what it is, man. Big shout out, man, to Reverend Ali, man.
What up, Ali?
I ain't forgot about you. I ain't forgot about you, man. I just need to focus on getting my priorities together and focus on the people that love me like I love them. And that's what I want to say. Yeah. With that being said, I got another song, man, that kind of apropos for this topic that I was just speaking on, man. Tweet FM. Check it out, y'all.
Politician comes to power, take it slow. You know, you're a leader, so you have to play along. Show the hand, right or wrong. When you're feeling that you know the way to turn. Either way, still get burned. It's the pride that makes you feel that you belong. It's the pride that keeps you strong. Don't you think it's time to make
break it on down. It's the pride, man. You got to break that pride down, because pride ain't good, man. Pride is like cockiness and arrogance, too, because if you need help, ask for help. Some people will never ask for help, and they need help. To me, that's crazy. But the worst thing about asking for help and need help, if you ask for help and don't get
no.
it, now, yeah, now it's like, damn, I know I shouldn't have asked that dude for no help. It's like, man, guess what, man, nigga, Tweed called and asking me for help. Fuck that nigga. Wow, you never want to feel like that either. So it is the pride, man. Huh. We're about to conclude our debut episode for 2024. Thank God for lowrider music. Thank God for the legalization of lowrider cruising in 2024. It's been swell. We always run out of time, man. We need like a 3-hour show. But damn, I'd probably be burnt out. I'd probably be passed out in the 3-hour show. Because I'd have had what? I had one beer and I've had 2 shots. That's all I've had for this 2-hour episode. So, and it was a 12-ounce beer. It was a little bitty Mickey, a hand grenade. That's all I've had. And I've had 2 shots. So, man, I just hate that we always run out of time. It's like, damn, G. Lou, how come you can't tell them people that we need at least another 15, 20 minutes? You need to holler at your people, G. Lou, because they was giving you the blues, man. They gave you the blues.
Yeah.
Man, they owe you some money. They owe you some money, and they better not get a phone number because we're going to blow them up.
I'm telling you.
I wish I knew where the headquarters was. Because we need to be outside of that bad boy picketing and everything. Because they got to get this together. They got to get this together, man. They making so much money off of us worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. You shouldn't have no kinks at all, man. All the money that, I mean, you should have the best servers.
I think they went AI on us, Tweed or something. They got the robots working in there.
You could be right, because for all the money that they generate daily,
right.
you would think
been doing
that
it
they
for
would
years.
Really,
they're just
that's
kicking
the point.
Back now.
You would think that they would at least have a support staff that makes sure nobody had no complaints so we can keep this money train rolling.
Right.
Man, the phone lines. Caller, you live on 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. Speak on it.
OG, I heard you call, man. I'm right here, man. What you need, man?
Oh,
I'll give you a rib. If you need a rib, you need a rib. You need a kidney, I'll give you one of mine, too.
I don't need a rib or a kidney. I would like another shot, though. I really would like another shot. So what I'm probably going to do, I think I got, what, 2-3 minutes? I'm finna head to the kitchen area and make that happen.
G. Lou,
Rick,
Tweed Cadillac, my brother. Yep. Go ahead and play it, Tweed. I like Alexander.
Alexander the man. He ain't got no TVs in the front, but he the man. Somebody finna get him, man, some implants in it, man. He's still out there, man. He moved to London, though, on us. I've been trying to interview him for I don't know how long. He responded to one email. Then he fell out the sky. But he the man. So, with that being said, man, we always run out of damn time. We got 2 more minutes left. It ain't enough time to even play a song. So let's just chop it up, man. How is everybody's New Year's going thus far? Any complaints, any gripes, any good news, any bad news? What's on your mind? Anyone, speak up.
For me, it's all good, man. It's New Year, and talking about that beer, man. My New Year's resolution is to cut back on the drinking, man. You know, just a little bit, and take it from there. And yeah, man, we'll see how that goes. That's the New Year's resolution.
Cool, man. I wish you all the world. And what I would suggest, if I was you, is to send me all the money that you would spend on beer, and then that'll stop you from buying it. Send me your beer budget if you could do that, and then I'll just go buy more beer. And I have one for you. I ain't giving up my Mickey's. Food Max, man, got the 12-packs. And it's funny because it's a whole lot.
I never seen a 12-pack of Mickey's, man. I've only seen the little 6-packs. I've never seen a 12-pack before.
They got 12-packs. And the funny part about it, they have 50 million brands of beers. We're not just talking about the Modelo's and the Miller's, you know, the domestic beers. We got the IPAs and the international beers. But they had this one little section where it's the 12-pack of Mickey's. But they're the cheapest beer in the whole damn case. It's like $10.99 for a 12-pack. So sometimes, man, I got on their nerves so much, I'd go and they would be gone. It's like it only fits six 12-packs in the little slide that they have, right? So sometimes I would go and it'd be gone. And like, who the hell drink Mickey's other than me? I thought that was weird, right? So I go ask the manager. Man, I followed him on the forklift to the back. He went back there and looked for him. Then he tells me, well, we restock on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, okay, I'll pop up on a Wednesday and ain't none. I go back, talk shit. So now they know that got to keep them Mickeys up in there. So then I said, well, shit, I better buy two cases because if I come back and it ain't no more. So, man, I got one in Michi's car, in the trunk of her car right now, that I ain't brought into the house. I usually just buy two of them, so I know that I won't run out. But, yeah, man.
You got to keep them on deck, man.
Got to keep them on deck. So I need you to send me your beer money, and we're going to keep the party rolling.
All right.
But look,
send me that address.
I don't drink. I do not drink and drive. I've given that up years ago. I don't do that anymore. I refuse to do that because we used to, I'll tell you, we used to roll all the way from L.A. to San Diego and, man, with shots, you know, like a bottle of fifth of Hennessy. And, man, we could have went all the way bad. So, no, I don't drink and drive.
No, he don't drink and drive, but he drink and ride because I drive him.
I'm in the house. I'm in the house. I can't do that side of the game. But, yeah, man, I do drink responsibly and in moderation, so it's all good. As I said, my beer is in the trunk of her car. I would go out there and get it now, but it's so damn cold I can't even do it. I can't go out there now. And the funny part about it was like 32 degrees the other morning, and it's in the trunk. So if I actually went out there and got it right now, it'd be cold as if it was in the refrigerator. That is so funny to me. That's funny.
Wouldn't even need to cool it down. It's just straight from the trunk.
Exactly. It's way out, man. So, man, until next week. And also, I kind of want to do a Crazy House episode next week. G. Lou, I'm going to need you to be on deck for me. I've been compiling all of these crazy stories, and I've been sitting on them because we've been doing this after Six Cruise Mix, but I got to get this out, man. I got some way out stuff. These people out here are bucket naked wild. We got to come back with a Crazy House episode. So, Rick, I'm going to need you to tune in. G. Lou, man, I'm going to need your participation as well. Next week, man, these stories are going to blow your mind. They're going to tip your brain back to you're going to be saying, damn, I am truly blessed because these folks is on some other. Man, let me just give you a briefing. Abroad got four kids. Two of them are in the car, a two-month-old baby and a seven-year-old. And she takes the other kid into the Walmart, and she's stealing liquor with her kids in the car. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. It's like, what make people do the things that people do? It's like, come on, man. They crazy out here, man. They crazy. And a lot of it, it's not just on economics. It's just on greed and just stupid stuff, man. We need to do better, man. Be better, do better, act better, live better. Pray more, do something, God damn. That being said, man, G. Lou, man, give us a prayer, man, please. Ali, somebody, Reverend Ali, give us a prayer. Give me some motivation, man, so I don't have to go out here to this car and grab this 12-pack in 30-degree weather. Give me some motivation.
Well, I'm going to start off and tell you to go get it. You don't worry about it. The Most High got your back. You know what I'm saying? Whether you drank it or not, the Most High got your back, Tweed. You know what I'm saying? You've been around a long time. You're an OG to us. You became an OG to us because you'd be able to spit some of that pee and some of that real conversation with, you know, positive conversation off of the drink. So don't knock yourself. The drink ain't the devil, man. It's just how much you take in and how your body feels and how you know how to handle it and what to do and know how to cut yourself off cold turkey. You know what I mean? So you
out car. I'd be so damn cold, I wouldn't even want to be. I'd want some hot chocolate once I brought the box back up.
Drink some hot tea. Drink some hot tea with no sugar in it. Go get the beer and come back. You know,
wow.
But no, Tweed, on the serious note, man, the Most High, I love you, man. You know, and he loved you because he showed you who around you too, man. We love you too, man, and we respect you, man. So, you know, on the real prayer tip, brother, I want you to live. The body got enough components to last 150 years or even more, man. You know what I mean? And you gave a lot of knowledge. You rode with us. You continue to ride with us, and we need you, man. So that's my prayer to you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Truly appreciate that, and humble to the third power, man. G. Lou, man, you got your famous parting words for me that usually send me to the top, man. Can you spit that cap real quick for me? And cap means fly rhymes. We used to say, man, that nigga is spitting cap. Yeah, cap don't mean lies. We old school. Spit it for me. G. Lou gone. Rick.
Yes, sir.
What motivational inspiration can you give the listeners out here real quick?
Oh, man. You know, just anything you do, man, put your foot in it and, you know, keep it funky, keep it fun, and peace and blessings to everyone for this new year. And, you know, I wish everybody a prosperous one. And as we roll on and, you know, we see you in the next couple weeks. Until next time.
Exactly. And another note, everybody cannot make potato salad. If you really don't know how to make potato salad, stop it. Go get some help because everybody cannot make potato salad. And it's getting ridiculous out here. You can't eat everybody's spaghetti. You can't eat everybody's potato salad. Just stop it. Not the Point Tweet FM. Until next week, y'all, stay blessed, geared for success. Peace.